about here in the laws of Netilas Yadayim in chapter 159. We're up to subsection Kufnun Tes, subsection 9. We're talking about what would be a fitting vessel for to use as a Netilas Yadayim. And I mean, it seems almost non-applicable today. We got the right vessels, we got a wash cup in most cases. But I guess in the olden days it wasn't so easy, so they were looking for all kinds of ways which qualifies, what can you use. So one of the things we were learning about is that it has to be able to sit on its bottom and flat. So what happens is, though, in says in Siv Tes, if it was a vessel that, to begin with, it is made in such a way you can't stand without leaning on something. And you use it only by leaning. Sometimes you have, you know, balls with a pointer sitting in another ball, but they're meant to be leaning. Some, that's the way they're made. They're designed like that. They don't lose the status of a keli because of this. Kivan shel kach nasim mitchilosa, because it's made for this from the beginning. Vizehu vizeikir tashmisha. That's the main use, is used in that way. So that would be fine. And sif yud, subsection 10. Lefikoch, and because of this, keli shumolin nikovim mitachtov. If you have a vessel that has lots of holes on the bottom, upiv tzar mil milo, and the has a narrow opening on the top. And if you put your finger over the top, the water doesn't go, because you can't, the ear, you're closing the ear, you're not letting the water out, because there's no, the water stays stuck in the... Yeah. But if you have, no, the holes, the water needs, the air has to replace the water, right, when it leaves. If you stuff, if you have a narrow, if there's nowhere to escape for the air to come in, so the water is going to actually, if you have a hole, you have a pipe, a little pipe, right? You have a straw,
yeah.
It's full with water, and you hold the top, the water isn't going to come out from the bottom, because there's no air to take the place of the water. The water is going to leave. The air has to come here. Yeah, I believe that's the case. Mr. Bogart here?
No? I think
he left. Okay. But I guess that's the case. So he says, when you put your finger on the top, the water doesn't go out. And when you remove the finger, then the water starts to go out. Then you're allowed to use it. Even though it doesn't hold anything, since it's meant to hold the water in such a way by holding your thumb on top of it, that's the main use. That's called a vessel, because even though it doesn't hold anything, but if you put your thumb, it holds the water. That's called the use. I've called over to nasla kabola and moyloi mashal kach nasmit chilosim. But if it's an item which has not been designed to carry anything in it, to carry the water in it, so the fact that you made it to begin with in such a way, that won't help you. Ze ikir tashmisha. Kigoin says, for example, kankanim she'enim shovim lemailo el boidlot mehem k'meidat she'sheichu derech shov v'gvul yesim ma'akeli. So he says that if you have like jugs, they're not a flat, it's not a straight top, but it goes out, there's a spout on the top which goes up, it protrudes, it goes out through there, through a protrusion, which is higher than the keli. So the general vessel goes up to here, and then you have an extra. Usually, you have that in pouring vessels, you know, that you have different kinds of jugs in which you pour. So he says, we're going to get, or shesiv sakil atzvenim shovim. Sometimes you have that the edge of the vessel is not straight. It's not like a straight. It's not straight. They're high on one side, lower on the other side. Chadudim or they have chadudim, yoitzim, not sure what it means. V'yesh bin chidud l'chaveidoi kikoynes mashke. They have like, I guess there's protrusions, like there is, they call it chadudim, I'm not sure. And v'yesh bin chidud l'chaveidoi kikoynes mashke, enet l'mokma gavel mokma nomch. So he says in all these cases, I got to take a look exactly that scenario, but he says, but in these cases, you can only use the low place, not the high place. Because the keli finishes basically at the level where the water can be stay. Whatever the water would pour out wouldn't stay in the rest of the keli, that's no good. So if you pour it through the spout, say, you're going to have a problem because then the water is not coming from a keli, it's coming through the spout, which is no longer a keli because the water doesn't hold over there. So you're going to have to pour it from the other side of the keli. This is sometimes, you know, a scenario that will happen. Ain't zorich leimar bekankanim sheyesh bahem nekev bitzideim. And it goes without saying, if you have jugs that have holes in the side, samuch lepiim, close to the mouth, there's a hole there. Maybe if you fill it up too high, it's going to start going out through there. It tells you where. Sheinoit lemehem al derech hanekev. Then you can only take it from the hole. Sheba nekev ulemaylo in lem teres kli, because starting from the point where there's the hole and above, it's not considered a keli. Afa pishikach nasim mitchilosim, even though this is the way they were designed. Hoyel vein masrim lekabolim hanekev ulemaylo. Since they're not considered, there's no hole, they don't receive from the hole and above. So basically, you can only consider it a keli if it holds water. It has to be holding water. From that point where it doesn't hold any water, you can't go higher than that place. So you can't put it through the opening, only through the hole, only through the place, but not from a place which is higher than that. But what happens in a lot of cases, there's like a spout, like the Chinese, they come like with an opener. That's called a barza. Avokeli sheyesh bei barza lemato, mutalit liyodev mimenu al idei asoras habarza. So it has a spout. But what happens if you remove the spout? It has a handle. You can close the water and open the water, right? But let's say if you remove the whole spout, the water is going to come running out. So the water is from higher. Can you use that for the tilshi daim? He says, "Afo pi shamayim boim el ma'ala manekev." So even though the water comes from here, the spout is on the bottom of the, and it comes from the top. So since to begin with, it's meant to hold the water, but the water is the spout. The spout is closed. That's how it holds the water. So the fact that you remove the spout, or you remove the stopper, whatever it is would be, you're allowed to do it. This is the way it's used. So it normally holds water. It holds water with a stopper. You have a stopper in there. You have a spout in there. That stops it. So that's considered holding the water. Even in a scenario where, let's say, you had a full vessel, complete hole, without any holes, and then you made a puncture hole and you make a spout, that is like you're initially made it, because now you're making it into a new vessel to use it by means of the hole with the spout. So in other words, now you're making it into, so it was originally meant to be as a hole, but now you're using it through a barzel. This is a new keli, that's okay. No, the barzel is talking about that you actually have a spout that opens and closes. But let's say, if you closed up, you have a hole, and it's not a stopper to open and close or to let it out, you just sealed it. You had a hole in the vessel, you sealed it, you're not going to open it anymore. You made a patch on it. Or Rafilu, even if you didn't make it, you didn't put any tar over it, you didn't sort of seal it up fully, you put a piece of wood forced in it, so you're stopping the leak, imukliates, if it's a wooden one. Because I guess if it was not a wooden one, then it wouldn't really stop it, as we'll see soon. So that closure, that seal helps as if it was a closed keli, so the fact that it has a hole is not a problem. However, I will impakir mismartut, but if you just plugged it with a cloth or something, you know, just a rag or something, you closed it up. Enemoy lasis klal keli. Enemoy las keli. That doesn't help it to make it into a vessel. If you should take it out, that's considered to be a temporary fix. It's not a permanent. And it's not meant, it doesn't stay there. So therefore, it's still a hole. We don't consider it. Same thing would be if you even close it with mortar in a temporary way. If you do it with tit, if you use mortar to seal a jar, a vessel that you hold water, it's not considered to be a permanent, because that doesn't close it up permanently. And that's why you can't use it for nitilus yadayim. Even if you have a very good seal made out of tar, it doesn't help if you're just temporarily closing it up right now, and your future going to go put it back to where it was. That's considered a temporary fix, and that does not qualify, doesn't make it into a keli, and you can't use it for nitilus yadayim. If you're talking about an earthenware, you can only close it up with tar or gofris, that's lead or whatever gofris is, sid is lime, pitch, whatever, mu'urav b'gefosim, while it's mixed with the gefosim, oy b'bedil, b'feres, that's lead or iron. These are all kinds of glues of the scribes, which they put together, they paste the papers together. It goes without saying, with glue, with real glue. But not other things. In other words, if it's an earthenware, you need to make sure that it's sealed very well, because otherwise it's not a good seal. But if we're talking about glassware, then even if you make a plug, a full plug, doesn't make it into a clay. Even if you use the lead and the bedil, that doesn't make it into a permanent fix. Same thing if we're talking about a metal vessel that you use with hot water, like a chinik, like a tea kettle, something like that. Kigoyin kumkum, like a tea kettle, kiyotzebay. Ein zefes u kiyotzebay medvorim hanim musim v'chamim ma'elis l'zezim kelim til shidayim. So tar, or similar to it, those are items that would melt away when you put up heat, when it's hot. So they don't help, you can't make them into a vessel if you put it with zefes, with tar, because they're going to melt, because it's meant for hot stuff. Unless you designate, you say, okay, this is only going to be washing the hands, which you're going to use with cold, so then it's not going to undo the seal.
Oh, yeah, I want to ask you, I mean, on Shabbos we only use cold water, but can you use warm water during the week to do
nitilus yadayim? So we'll learn all the laws. He also asked me some other laws about washing the hand, about the water, and we'll learn about that also. Yeah, as long as it's drinkable, it's okay. You can't have it too hot. But we'll see later on exactly what the laws of the water. Right now we're talking the laws of the vessel. Because otherwise, if you're going to seal it with the tar and you're going to use it for hot, it's not going to last, because it melts in the heat. Same thing would be true with a kettle made out of earthenware or a pot. But other metal vessels, which are not like a tea kettle, which is meant for hot water, Then it does help the sealing it and plugging it up with tar. And others say others say no, only by earthenware and maybe metal in the apprentice, he adds, but not by wooden. You can't do it. Even a whole vessel whose bottom are their planks that are pasted with this tar, even though it's made so from the beginning, the only reason why they allowed with the plug before with the spout, only because it's wood, and wood for wood, that goes strong. So, but that's the only thing. But to put the tar and things for anything else outside of klecheres and maybe mkle matches, he says that wouldn't help. All right, let's do one more halacha.
Are you talking about a wooden cup, a wooden vessel?
Yeah, used to, people used to eat a lot of stuff which is made out of wood in those days. You know, not so much today, but Sifyud Aleph. So what did we say before? What was the size of the hole that would disqualify it from a keli?
Under a arbas.
No. Well, what did we learn? When would a vessel say that it has a puncture, it has a hole in it, that it no longer can be used as a vessel for washing your hands? So we learned that the water should be seeping in. If you push it into the water, the water should come in from the bottom. If it goes off from the top, that doesn't yet destroy the vessel. But it's if it comes in from the bottom, it destroys the vessel. So there are some that say, some say that this was only said if you had a whole vessel, and it became a hole, so you need kenes mashke, that it'll, the liquid will come in. Avol gistadom. A gistera. What is a gistera? A gistera means not a full vessel. He says, what is a gistera? A gistera, called klish nishman and mixes. Any vessel you have, a part of it got broken, it's called a gistera. Even if only the ears, which is the handles that you are made to hold on to them, you carry with them, the tatla mokal mokal, take from place to place. So, lefishiklis sholim shenikiv kimoitzi mashke. So he says like this. But in that case, even a small hole would disqualify that. If it's not a whole kele, it's a kistera, then we don't need to have a larger hole, even a pin-sized hole that the water can go out. Why? So he says like this. What is the logic? Because if you have a full, regular, whole vessel that has a puncture, that its water leaks from there, so we would still use it for liquid. By putting it under this gistro, this broken dish, so that it would collect whatever falls from there. But we don't put a broken keli under a broken keli. So therefore, if it has even a small leak, it's a very moitzi mashke, that would still be no good. V'roi lochus devreim. Alter Rebbe says it is fitting to worry for their words. Sif Yud Bey, subsection 12. Yes, oimrim shelo omru shir kenes mashke el b'kli shenikav. Some say that this shir of kenes mashke is only if it became a hole. A hole would mean a round hole, but if it's split, but if it's split, then you, it's if it's just a pin or a hole that it goes out, it leaks, then you would already not be allowed to use it. That takes away the keli. Some say there is no difference between a hole or split, the nizdak, or it never loses its status of a keli if it's less than allowing mashke to go in.
But can't we patch it?
Yeah, you could patch it, but we're talking about without patching it. So he says, doesn't make a difference. So he says, because you could use it by putting another piece underneath. That's the main halacha. If you have a crack or you have a hole and you see it dripping, one drop after the other, you don't have to test it if the water is going to come in. You know, so you know that it is not going, it's going to allow water to come in. If it's dripping from the outside, drip after drip, we know that the water is going to come in too. You don't have to test it. And we can't use that keli at all.